This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
to... I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us. The final day of March, the 31st day of the month. Tomorrow is April 1st. And boy, I'm telling you what, it looks like Liberation Day is April 2nd, according to Donald Trump. So this ought to be fun. We're going to liberate ourselves from all of these tariffs all over the world.
Which is funny because Trump said that he originally wanted to put them in place on April 1st, but felt like people would think it was an April Fool's Day.
So yes.
Just to kind of nip that in the bud, they decided to go with the 2nd.
That was smart. That was smart. I'm glad that he waited till Wednesday, I guess, to do all that. It should be interesting. We are about a week out from the April 8th elections. I do have the media advisory here in front of me this morning. Kim, I think I forwarded this to you as well. Been reporting on the fact that satellite voting locations open today in St. Louis County for the April general election. And you'll be able to go to, looks like 6 different library branches, or at least 4 different library branches, the Umpsall Millennial Student Center and North County Rec Complex, if you would like to vote early in the election that's coming up here a week from tomorrow. Please do. If your excuse is you can't go on the 8th, then go today or go tomorrow. Just make sure you get out and vote so we don't have another embarrassing situation where we have 15% turnout or 18% turnout. I think Rick Stream told us last week they're expecting about 20% turnout in most, like, countywide, maybe a little higher in certain areas.
You know, if there's anyone listening who just chooses not to vote in these smaller elections, I would be so curious for them to tell us on social media.
Why?
Or heck, call our studio and tell us. I would love, seriously, I'm sure there are people who feel like they have very legitimate reasons. Maybe they have family members who say, look, I don't feel like it's necessary to vote in these smaller elections. Please call us, and I would love to chat and get a better understanding of why you don't feel like it's necessary.
My vote doesn't count. Well, every vote counts in this particular case. I always think back to that election for county executive 10 years ago when Rick Stream ran for county executive and ended up losing by the equivalent of, I think, 2 votes in every precinct. If there'd been 2 more people turn out in each precinct, he would have won, or 10 mm-hmm. more in one precinct. And, you know, even if they didn't make it up into the precincts, it was that close. And I just wish people would realize that when we say every vote counts, every vote counts. You got to get out. You got to vote. I've got the voter guide up online there, so you can see my picks, at least in the local school board races, a couple mayoral races, and you can print that off. It's a PDF, so hopefully it applies to your district. Some heated races out in St. Charles County for sure right now. So. You can check those out for and coming up next, we're going to get to H. Von Spakovsky. We'll get to Hans in just a couple of minutes. But right now, Carl Middleman, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
All I did was answer a message request from Mike Waltz on Signal, and then the rest of it just came on my phone.
That's all I did. That's Jeffrey Goldberg explaining that, you know, he's the innocent victim here in all of this, and he's not a Trump hater. He didn't want to hurt anybody. It just showed up, and what else was a poor progressive lefty to do?
And it seems that misinformed people don't understand how fragile our government is, how our government can't pass any type of reasonable audit.
Yeah, that is a bit of a problem. Why are you mad at people like Elon Musk for finding fraud? Please answer that question.
I think the larger story here is actually that we have finally begun to strike the Houthis hard. There's an old Neil Young song. I lift a line from it. Should have been done long ago.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. That is absolutely the truth. But all the focus is on a text message that happened prior to us finally attacking the Houthis.
Give my regards to George. Say hi to George for me.
Yeah, he's not talking about the Broadway show Hamilton. That was Elon Musk, who was up in Wisconsin yesterday campaigning in the Supreme Court race up there. Now, this is a key race. I want everybody to understand why it's so important for a statewide Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. You have to understand what's on the line here. As you can imagine, when Elon Musk showed up, apparently he's doing the same thing he did nationwide. Remember, some people sued him because he would say, you need to register to vote. If you're a newly registered voter, we are going to pay you. We're going to randomly pick a name and pay you $1 million,
yeah.
Right? He's doing that in Wisconsin right now to try to get out the vote for the more conservative of the two candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the attorney general up there sued him and lost. The current Supreme Court ruled unanimously against him that he couldn't stop Musk from what he's doing. Free speech, I guess, is the issue here. So, of course, when Musk got up to speak, he got a lot of boos, as you can probably imagine. Here you go. Listen.
It was inevitable that at least a few Soros operatives would be in the audience. Give my regards to George. Say hi to George for me. USA, USA, USA.
And then
USA.
He leads the crowd in a USA chant.
Yep.
You know, Musk is just that kind of awkward kind of guy, right? He just is when he speaks.
He admits he's a little awkward.
And he admits that he's, he's on the spectrum or whatever. But to his point, there were people in the audience who were disruptors, paid to disrupt. They're all over the country. They carry their little piece of paper they printed out from whatever liberal organization sent them there, no doubt funded by Soros, telling them what to say in their chants so they won't forget. Jason Rantz shared that one yesterday. Listen to why the Wisconsin Supreme Court is so important to Democrats. This is what you need to understand. They're willing to admit they're going to use lawfare, the courts, to achieve what they can't achieve politically. Listen.
Candidate, whoever wins, is going to determine who has the majority in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Why is that important? Because there are gerrymandered congressional lines right now. And
yeah, that's Hakeem Jeffries. That's the leader of the Democrats in the House. He wants to pick the next Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin so that somebody can sue and claim that districts in Wisconsin are gerrymandered because there are six Republicans from Wisconsin and only two Democrats. So they want to reverse gerrymander. I mean, they're the ones accusing of gerrymandering. They want to reverse gerrymander to try to create more, I guess, 50-50 or would-be Democrat districts up there. Think about that. If they take away two or three seats, they regain control of Congress.
Going back to this whole idea where Elon Musk is paying to get people registered in hopes of getting, you know, a conservative elected, you have to point out the hypocrisy, because think about, for example, how much money the liberals from different states across the country poured in, injected yes. into our Missouri election. And that happens every time, everywhere, every election. You have out of state dark money coming in, pouring into these elections, particularly from the left. Like you talk about abortion and gay marriage, all of those big hot button issues. So somehow when Elon Musk is doing this, no, that's not okay. But everything else that they do somehow is fair game.
That's very true. Coming up, we'll talk about that Wisconsin race with a man who knows a thing or two about the judicial system. That is Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage when we come back.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they, whoever wins is going to determine who has the majority in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Why is that important? Because there are gerrymandered congressional lines right now in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 50-50 state, as I mentioned. But there are six Republicans and only two Democrats.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, Hans, good Monday morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mark. I hope Kim is there also chaperoning you this morning.
I'm trying.
It's been rough, for sure, but, you know, whoever made their picks in that in the brackets made the right picks, so we're good.
That's good.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I was playing that bite from Hakeem Jeffries there because he's commenting on this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and he's basically he's basically admitting to me, it sounds like, that the Democrats are once again going to rely on the courts or a judge's decision to determine congressional seats in the House of Representatives. They want to try to use Wisconsin to steal back a majority in the U.S. House.
Well, that's right. And that's why they've been spending huge amounts of money to try to make sure that a liberal Democrat is elected to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. They have elections coming up there. They elect their state court judges, because long ago, Democrats and liberals decided to use the courts in the same way politically, as if the folks being elected, not they're not judges, they're basically super legislators,
right,
who can put into effect their goals. You know what's interesting about that, and I don't know if you've talked about that yet this morning, Mark, but remember, Elon Musk has set up the same kind of thing that he set up just prior to the election. He set up $1 million lottery in Wisconsin. Anyone who signs his petition, anyone who's a voter, but also who signs his petition against activist judges would be eligible for $1 million lottery. Folks went to court there, and actually the Wisconsin State Supreme Court refused to stop this from happening.
So under just saying it's a First Amendment issue or what?
Well, what happened was the state attorney general tried to say, oh, you're paying people to vote. That's a crime. Well, he's right. It's a crime to pay people to vote. But he wasn't paying people to vote. He was paying people to sign his petition. And one of the conditions was you had to be a voter. Remember, this is exactly the same thing he did last year prior to the election for voters in places like Pennsylvania. And they are also the DA in Philly, big rogue liberal, tried to sue him. And the court said, well, no, they're not being paid to vote. They're being paid to sign a petition.
So somehow this AG thought that this would be different this time around.
Seems it got like a waste him headlines, of time. Right?
Yeah, he thought. So actually, that's a big victory for Musk. And listen, I don't know if you saw it, but Musk and the president won another great victory at the end of the week when an appeals court overturned the order of a Maryland Obama judge saying, oh, USAID, no, you can't make these cuts. No, you can't fire these people. And the appeals court said, no, yes, they can. So good. USAID is on its way to having its doors shut, which is a good thing for the American people. We don't need to be paying for transgender comic books in Peru.
Come on now, Hans. We do need to pay for that.
Yeah, well, hopefully the people who grifted all that money over the years invested it wisely because their supply is about to be cut off.
Yes.
Hans, you got a great article in the Daily Signal right now about the left having no respect for God, country, or history. Tell people about that.
Well, I went down to, it was real great. I went down to Richmond, Virginia to see a recreation of the 250th anniversary of Patrick Henry giving his speech, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. And it's in a church. The church is still operating. It's the same place he was 250 years ago at the Virginia Convention. And yet, you know, here we are celebrating a great patriot, the folks in line, nobody cared what your politics were, and yet there were all these protesters there, protesters not only outside the church, but on the church grounds, trying to interfere with, in essence, celebrating a great patriot. And it was just, unfortunately, they were unable to interrupt the event, but that shows you the attitude of these people. And it was stuff like, deport Trump. And that was on one of the signs. Well, Trump wasn't there. He had nothing to do with what was going on.
Can you imagine, as we celebrate next year the 250th anniversary of the country, how nasty it's going to get? I can just see him ramping up for that already. What a shame. What a shame.
Oh, no, I agree. I think they're going to do it. The dumbest person there was an anti-gun guy. And if it hadn't been for guns, we'd still be a colony of the British.
Amen. Hans, we appreciate you as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You go to dailysignal.com to read more about that. Back with a check of business right after this. Just a quick reminder for those of you who may have just joined us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We do have the voter guide posted up on the website at 971talk.com. You can download it, print it off. It is a PDF, so you can take a look at that. One of the issues on there is Prop B in St. Louis County, which is, you know, Sam Page is all over it. He's against it. He doesn't want Prop B because it takes away some of his power. What it does is it gives the county council, on a supermajority vote, the right to dismiss county office holder, like a county directors, right, of the health agency, for example. They could call them in and replace them if they felt it was necessary. It's a big deal. I'm in favor of Prop B, by the way. My friend Beavis Shock, the attorney, is not. He reached out to me and said he'd like to come on here and tell me his thoughts on the whole thing. So I'm going to get him in here at 7:08 this morning, and you can hear why he is opposed to Prop B. Right now, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Fresh back from wine around the world. Nicole, how are you this morning?
I feel like a shriveled up raisin, but I'm alive.
How was the weather?
It was beautiful. It was sunny. It was 80 just about every single day. Sleep was not the biggest part of this bachelorette party, I have to say.
Uh-huh.
I was a little judged for taking a nap on day three, but... But we made it. We made it. It was great. Thanks for asking.
That's okay. So you actually, I got to go ahead and put this out there. You actually took the advice of producer Carl Middleman when you got to Epcot. Is that correct?
Yes, we went to Mexico first. We made it through all the countries. No one was kicked out. No one was cut off. So it was a huge success.
Carl, why did you want her to begin with Mexico?
There's a right way and a wrong way to do it. You start with margaritas and you end with whatever you get in Canada.
I see.
Yeah, tequila last would have been tough.
Yeah. So you don't feel terrible?
Right.
Huh.
There's a way to do it like there are three different levels. You've got the beer, you've got the wine, and then you have the hard liquor. Nicole started with the hard liquor first.
And then worked her way backwards.
I mean, how much money or how expensive are each of these drinks? Are we talking? Oh, my God. Wait, well, 14 drinks, but are they like $10, $15 a piece? Oh, my gosh.
It's a chore.
Yeah, it's and then you have food on top of it.
Yes,
but
I hope
it is not a cheap activity. It's definitely a treat for yourself.
Well, we're glad you had a fantastic trip there. What's going on in the business world?
All right, so futures are sharply lower Friday. The Dow Industrials lost 715. The Nasdaq down 481. The S&P 500 down 112. President Trump said reciprocal tariffs he is set to announce this week will include all nations, not just a smaller group of 10 to 15 countries with the biggest trade imbalances. Trump has promised to unveil a massive tariff plan on Wednesday, which he has dubbed Liberation Day. President Trump set a deal with TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell the short video app used by 170 million Americans should be struck before Saturday. Trump set the April 5th deadline in January for TikTok to find a non-Chinese buyer or face a U.S. ban on national security grounds due to have taken effect that month under a 2024 law. Novo Nordisk said its diabetes pill Rybelsus showed cardiovascular benefits in a late-stage trial. The pill lowered the risk of cardiovascular-related death, heart attack, and stroke by 14% compared to a placebo after 4 years on average in patients with diabetes and established heart disease with or without chronic kidney disease. Huawei has reported a sharp jump in 2024 revenue at its core telecommunications and consumer businesses accelerated. The company reported revenue for 2024 overall was roughly $118 billion. This is a 22% year-over-year rise. The consumer business saw more than 38% year-over-year increase as China's smartphone sales boosted the business. According to BoxOfficeMojo.com, A Working Man took in $15.2 million during its first weekend in theaters, which was just enough to earn the number one spot at this weekend's box office. Snow White came in second with an additional $14.2 million. And finally, data says more and more adults are sleeping with stuffed animals. In 2024, 21% of plush toy sales were actually to adults of at least 18 years old. Turns out owning a stuffed animal may be good for you. Mental health therapist Dr. Jessica Lamar said these stuffed animals help users to heal trauma, offer connection and compassion, and that just about anyone can benefit from a toy's comfort and softness.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not a thing.
How do we know that the people who were buying them, though, weren't buying them for like a niece or a nephew or a friend's kid or their kid?
Was the question specifically, are you an adult and do you sleep with a plush animal?
They said like 40% of people who buy a stuffed animal sleep with them.
Wait, don't you have something like that, Nicole?
I have a stuffed animal bunny. It's really not that uncommon for like a security blanket or a stuffed animal among adults.
This is something you've had for years, right? Since you were a kid, right?
Yes.
You didn't go out and buy a new stuffed animal.
I mean, I totally understand people jumping on the bandwagon. I rage about it all the time.
So so this is like a security blanket kind of thing?
Yeah, adulting is hard.
We're trying to psychoanalyze Nicole here.
There was I don't sleep with a stuffed animal, but I'm one of those people where it's like, I almost have to hug a pillow or a blanket or something like that. I don't like cuddling when I sleep because I toss and turn a lot, but I do like a pillow or a blanket, you know? And so my son has this stuffed elephant in his room, and sometimes when we're reading books to him, I'll lay my head on it, and it's so comfortable. So there was like a period of maybe two weeks where I brought that in bed, and I'm like, okay, this is actually really comfortable to cuddle with. And then I just felt weird about it, and I put it back into his room.
You see, though? You see? You're proving my point here. The only reason you put it back is because you felt weird about it.
I'm going to ask a really awkward question here. Did they break this down by gender?
Ooh, not that I saw, But I can definitely look into that.
Because if you're a dude and you're doing that, you're turning in the man guard like immediately.
Oh, will you stop?
Wait, Nicole. If you found out a guy you were talking to or you were dating had a plush toy that he slept with, would that be a turnoff?
No, I feel like it shows that he's comfortable in his manlyhood. Every single guy out there would benefit from snuggling a soft, comfy bunny. It'll give you, I don't know, a better emotional intelligence or something.
Nicole, I have one word for you. If that ever happens, run.
You have a stuffed animal, don't you?
No, I don't.
Closeted run. Stuffed animal sleeper.
Run.
I can smell it from a mile away.
If they made like stuffed things of bourbon, you know, like how they make those things that look like, you know, look like French fries or look like a hot dog. That's what Mark would pick. Something
not
that looked like
all.
A glass of
not
bourbon.
At all.
In stuffed form.
I feel like you're lying, but okay.
I don't think so. All right. All right. All right. Nicole, we'll see you Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. You gotta run. There's no adult male who sleeps with stuffed animals. Now, there's
I'm sure
some
there are
furry
now,
people out there that might do that kind of stuff. That's
well, no,
not what
they,
I'm talking
they
about.
They think they're the animals.
I'm talking about going to Six Flags, spending way too much money to win one of those big stuffed animals and taking it home and putting it on your bed.
I mean, I know of adults besides Nicole, I feel like, who sleep with stuffed animals. I think it's weird.
Adult
which
women?
Is
females.
Women.
Okay.
I personally think it's weird, again, which is why I felt weird about the elephant. But it's not like I have had that and slept with it was comfortable, okay? And I did that for like 2 weeks, and then it just seemed weird.
Now, Richie says he has a trumpet bear.
And he sleeps with it?
No.
Come on, Richie.
Rides shotgun in
Come
his
on.
Car.
Of all the men out there, should you turn over your man card if you're sleeping with a plush stuffed animal?
Absolutely, you should. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news in just a few minutes. Stay tuned for that. We got Beavis Shock at the top of the hour, who wants to take issue with me on Prop B in St. Louis County. And a little later, we'll talk to Ashley Smith-Thomas. She's been covering that story of Elon Musk up in Wisconsin, donating money and doing what he can to try to help a conservative win the seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Hollywood legend Richard Chamberlain, best known for his roles as Dr. Kildare, Shogun, and the Thorn Birds, has passed away at 90. The actor, often dubbed as the King of Miniseries, died in Hawaii due to the complications from a stroke.
90 years old.
90 years old.
I remember him in Shogun, for sure, mm-hmm. and probably yeah. Thornbirds.
I wasn't allowed to watch Thornbirds.
No?
It showed a priest, because I was like 12, priest having an affair.
Yes.
Oh. It was very scandalous in 1982 or 3.
Sure. He's just one of those actors that I just could never think of as old. I just always, he's like frozen in my mind as a right. younger person. The fact that he's 90 is kind of shocking to me.
A lot of actors and actresses like that.
Yeah.
And that song I played was a top 10 hit in 1962.
Wow. In 62?
Yeah. So that was the theme to the TV show.
Yeah. He had a great song, great voice. Yeah.
Keeping in Hollywood, director Michael Mann has completed the screenplay for Heat 2 and submitted its first draft to Warner Brothers. The sequel to his 1995 crime thriller, Heat, has been in development for years, with Mann expressing his intention to adapt his 2022 novel, Heat 2. Great name. It looks like no one's really been cast yet, although there are suggestions that Adam Driver, Austin Butler, and Ana de Armas have been considered for roles, although, like I said, nothing announced.
Who was
yet.
In the original? Remind me.
Pacino and De Niro.
De Niro.
That was their
Val
first
Kilmer.
Scene together.
Okay.
Because they've been in movies together, but they never had scenes together.
Yeah. So they said they're going to combine anybody from the original? Like a couple of those guys. Are, I mean, I've... Anymore. I hope not De Niro, but hopefully a couple of those guys are still around.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Val
Kilmer.
Is it
cameo or
really,
something?
No. He yeah. might walk on, but.
Yeah, not Val, probably.
I did see on, somebody said it's part prequel, part sequel, so we'll see how that actually turns out. The Sundance Film Festival has officially left Park City, Utah after more than 40 years and will relocate to Boulder, Colorado starting in 2027. Organizers say the move aligns with the festival's mission by offering a vibrant art scene, strong community support.
To let people also buy weed everywhere.
They get more money there. Well,
you'll like the films cheaper, better if you're really high.
Boulder.
My wife went 2 years, I believe, and she said it's just, it outgrew
Park City.
Oh, did it?
It's just, because when it started 40 years ago, it was a tiny little festival, and just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's really expensive.
Super expensive. I was telling Carl, my wife, she was booking a trip out to Park City for us to ski 1 year and didn't really look at the dates.
Oh, no.
And she looked and she was like, why are all these hotels so expensive?
That's why.
The film festival is going on.
Yeah.
AT&T has confirmed it will cut its monthly auto pay discount for some customers following similar moves from T-Mobile and Verizon. But there are still ways to save on your phone and internet bill. Now, this starts April 24th. AT&T customers enrolled in auto pay and the carrier's paperless billing discount program with an eligible debit card will receive a $5 rather than $10 discount. They're Damn just going to stop the auto pay.
I can't stand these phone. I mean, a lot of companies do it, but in particular phone companies where they have these deals for a year and then it expires and it's so complicated. It's that you think you have, you know, oh, only $40 a month. And then after that year, it hikes up to $90. And, oh, if you re-sign here, then you can get another off. It's just let me bang my head against the wall, please.
Yes.
It's made for people like me because in a year I forget about it because I've got other things going on in my life. And then, you know, your rates and stuff get jacked up. Mm-hmm. You are what you are. Chick-fil-A fans, you're in for a treat as the chain introduces its popular signature sauce to Costco and Sam's Club for the first time. The iconic sauce is now available in a 24-ounce two-pack bundle, offering an easy way to keep your pantry stocked with the beloved tangy goodness. So you could get it at regular grocery stores, but these are supposed to be huge bottles if you're a huge Chick-fil-A fan, I guess.
For Costco, they would have to be huge bottles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you get two of them.
I do like that sauce.
Oh, my wife and kid go through a ton of it. It looks like recent studies have linked popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to increased risk of hair loss. Researchers from the University of British Columbia found that individuals taking semaglutide, the active ingredient in these medications, had a 52% higher incidence of hair loss compared to those using alternative treatments.
Hmm.
So you can either have hair or be thin.
Well, it didn't say you're going to go bald.
Just losing hair.
That's a little different, Carl.
Wait, like lose a patch here and there?
Yeah. Little patches of your hair dropping out. It's not a big deal, Carl.
Is it? Is it not a big deal?
That's not what it says.
Just clumps of hair.
That's not what it says.
Randomly falling out.
It says your hair thins. Isn't that what it says?
I had alopecia, and I got rid of it. But it was like patches of my hair that I one day noticed were gone. Oh, yeah. You see people with alopecia where it's really serious, where they don't have eyebrows. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then their husbands slap people.
Wow. Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Oh, like,
that's why
I did not put that together at all. I didn't know she had alopecia.
One quick one. Scientists in South Korea have developed a liquid-based soft robot capable of mimicking the behavior of living cells.
What?
It's a T2.
Yeah.
Can we just be
T2.
Careful with these really
robots? T2, Terminator 2. I'm
Judgment
telling you. John Connor's laughing at all of us somewhere.
In the future.
Coming up. Beavis Shock is going to join me after the top of the hour. He disagrees with my support of Prop B in St. Louis County. We're going to discuss that just after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.